Purdue student accused of stabbing roommate to death says he was blackmailed. By Ethan Lechtman on October 9, 2022. A Purdue University student is accused of fatally stabbing his roommate while playing an online game in their dorm room. He later alleged to reporters he was blackmailed with no further elaboration. On Wednesday at around 12:45 a.m., Jimin Jimmy Shaw, pictured, 22, called 911 and told dispatchers he killed his roommate, Varun Manish Chetta, 20, with a knife. When police arrived, they discovered blood spatter on the wall, a pool of blood on the floor and a folding knife on the floor, according to an arrest affidavit via ABC News. Shaw, who was sitting in a chair when officers entered, admitted to them he had murdered Chetta. He is now facing a preliminary charge of murder. According to the Tippecanoe County Coroner's Office, the official cause of death was multiple sharp force trauma injuries to the head and neck. One student told WTHR that he was playing an online game with Chetta when he heard screaming through the phone. Authorities later confirmed Shaw was not involved in playing the game. Before making his first court appearance on Friday, Shaw told reporters outside the courtroom he was blackmailed but did not elaborate any further. He also told reporters he was very sorry when asked if he had any message to the victim's family. At a press conference earlier this week, Purdue University Chief of Police Leslie Vida noted no other roommate was living with Shaw, a cybersecurity major from South Korea, and Chetta, a data science major from Indianapolis. "I believe this was unprovoked and senseless," said Vida via WLS. "Our hearts go out to the victim and his family and friends. I can't even imagine what his family is going through. This is the first homicide to occur at the West Lafayette, Indiana, school since January 2014, when Andrew F. Bolt, 21, was shot in the basement of the Electrical Engineering Building," NBC News reported. "This is as tragic an event as we can imagine happening on our campus," President Mitch Daniels said in a statement Wednesday. "Our hearts and thoughts go out to all of those affected by this terrible event." A vigil was held for Chetta on Wednesday night, although classes were not canceled. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.